In the middle of Parshas Chukas, right after the Para Aduma, the Torah has a single, very significant transitional phrase in which it describes Vayavo'u B'nei Yisrael Kol Ha'edo Midbar Tzin, that the entire B'nei Yisrael, the entire assembly arrives in the Midbar Tzin, the desert of Tzin. And Rashi points out why is the Kol Ha'edo, that this was everybody who was going to live, that the entire, those who needed to die in the desert, the generation from the sin of the spies had now died. And now they've arrived whole. And in that one phrase, the Torah basically fast forwards about 38 years of wandering in the desert, everything that had happened previously in the second year of the desert, and now we're at the end of the 40 years. And immediately after we fast forward in that one little phrase, two very significant events happen, two important deaths, I should say. Really, first Miriam dies, and right after Miriam dies, the people don't have any water, as Rashi points out, because the well was in her zechus, and right after her death, there was no more water. The people complain. Hashem tells Moshe to speak to the rock. He, of course, hits the rock, and that leads to that tragedy in which Moshe is decreed, together with Aaron, that they will not enter into Eretz Yisrael. And then right after that, or shortly thereafter that, Aharon also dies. And Rashi notes that in Aaron's death, which the Torah describes at length, that he and his son Elazar, together with Moshe, went up to Hor HaHar, and Aharon gives his son Elazar all of his clothing, the big day kahuna, that he would need. And the Torah describes that after Aharon died, Vayivkuas Aharon Shloshim Yom, everybody mourned for him 30 days, Kol Beis Yisrael, the entire Jewish people mourned for Aharon. And Rashi points out that that language is different than even when Moshe dies at the end of Sefer Devarim, where the Torah just says, Vayivku Oso Kol Yisrael, all of the people, but it doesn't have the word Kol Beis Yisrael. What's added with the phrase Kol Beis Yisrael that Aharon gets more than Moshe? So Rashi adds, it was the men together with the women, both mourned the death of Aharon. Lefi shehaya Aharon rodev shalom. Rashi says, since Aharon was, of course, the quintessential rodev shalom, a pursuer of peace, umatil ahavon ben balim rivi, he would bring love back between people who were fighting, uben ishul ishtor, between husband and wife, who were at odds with each other, and therefore both the men and the women mourned the death of Aharon, more than what we see by Moshe. And the Maral asks the obvious question. He says, so, Moshe was the leader of the entire people. He was for everybody. Why would we assume that the women wouldn't mourn the death of Moshe, just like they would mourn the death of Aharon, that the Torah highlights for Aharon, the men and the women both mourned? So the Maral explains with a very fascinating insight. He says, 100%, of course, Moshe was meitiv both la'anoshim v'la'anoshim. Moshe did good things both for the men and the women, and they both mourned him, but it was a hatava achas. It was the same goodness. It was an inyan echad. What he did for the men was what he did for the women. He taught Torah. He brought down the halachas. He was the leader of the generation. So everybody mourned him, but it was a singular type of mourning. Aval ba'aharon, the Maral says, who was a rod of shalom ben ish l'ishto u ben ish l'chavero, who brought peace, asay shnei dvar mischalfim. He did two opposite things. L'dabarim ha'ish inyan miyuchad, he would speak to the men in one way, v'im ha'isha inyan miyuchad, with the woman something else, until he could create peace. And the Maral explains, because if you want to bring peace between two people, you have to get into the heads, you have to understand the perspective, you have to understand the stories of two totally separate opposite experiences. And therefore you have to be tzarech ledaber b'neihem b'inyanam mischal, you have to speak like almost completely separate ideas between man and his friend who are fighting, or a husband and a wife who are fighting. Because by definition, when there's a dispute, everybody has their take. Everybody has their perspective. And if you want to be the one to bring peace, so then the way you speak to one has to be different than the way that you speak to the other. Because you have to get two different people to see each other's perspectives and find a way to bring peace together. Therefore, when each one cried and mourned the loss of Aaron, ha'anoshim b'chiyam miyuchedes, the men had their unique cry, the hanoshim gam kein b'chiyam miyuchedes, and the women cried. It was a different qualitative, different type of crying, because Aaron spoke to each one differently. So by Moshe, of course everybody cried, but it was the same type of cry, it was the same experience that everybody had. With Aaron, each one said, Aaron, he understood me. He was able to help me find peace, to bring peace, to make up with whoever it was that needed that. And that was qualitatively different than what he needed to do for the other person, the bar plukta, the person you were fighting with. And the Torah highlights that by saying, Kol Beis Yisrael, everybody mourned the loss of Aaron. It's such a tremendous insight for us, whether we're involved in a dispute or we're trying to make peace in a dispute. It's two totally separate entities that need to be addressed, two totally separate perspectives, and one has to speak to one totally separate than the other. You have to get into the heads of both and understand that, and especially if we're the ones involved in a dispute, the other person sees it completely differently. That's why there's a fight. That's why there's a dispute. It's always that way. And the quality of being an Oev Shalom, being a Rodev Shalom, is being able to see that and to do that and to bring the people together. And for that, Kol Beis Yisrael mourned the death of Aharon.